and George Stoffard. And when you've done all of that sport, you can then relax and have a lovely spa treatment with the Talese Ottoman Spa at Jumeirah Zabil Sarai on the Palm. I was there a week or so ago. We spoke with the director of the spa at the Jumeirah Zabil Sarai. Very, very special place indeed. Now, George, we are entering Ramadan, the holy month, and it's coming up in just about a week's time, just over a week's time. So we sent our roving reporter out to do some research to find for us the iftars during Ramadan, where we can go to break the fast, to meet up with friends. So Tristan Mulhall, he brings to us now his rundown of the iftars for Ramadan.
In just over a week, Muslims around the world will celebrate the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, Ramadan. It's a month of fasting when Muslims refrain from eating or drinking during the daytime, but break their fast together every evening for iftar after Maghreb or sunset. It's a time of abstinence, reflection, community, as well as celebration. So where can you celebrate the end of your daily fast in Dubai? Thankfully, there are numerous options covering all budgets and tastes. At the high end of the spectrum, you can check out the Armani Hotel inside the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa, where you can break your fast or join friends in the elegant outlet that overlooks the spectacular Dubai Fountain. The Iftar Buffet at Mediterraneo will serve a contemporary take on the classic cuisine of the Mediterranean, as well as traditional Ramadan delights for the holy month. Prices start from around 250 dirhams. Every weekend over Ramadan, Emirati dishes take centre stage at Abu Dhabi's Monte Carlo Beach Club at Saadiyat Island. Local award-winning chef Khalo Dittik's menu combines more than 90 original Emirati dishes with other traditional Arabic cuisine. For a few dirhams more, you can experience the ultimate in Arabian hospitality at the opulent Burj Al Arab. The renowned Alawan restaurant is located inside the world's tallest atrium and presents some of the finest selections of traditional Arabic fare. There are plenty of mid-range iftar options too. A good bet is Ziyara, based in Dubai Media City's Media One Hotel. Paying tribute to local traditions and hospitality, a contemporary Arabic calligraphy exhibition will be showcased, together with a wide range of other cultural activities throughout the holy month. Iftar meals start at 95 dirhams. For just over 100 dirhams, you should check out One Jumeirah Deli near the Jumeirah Mosque. It's set to offer a buffet of traditional Arabic and international dishes, including Moroccan hummus soup, lamb tagine and caramel pistachio tort. Another great mid-price option can be found at Dubai Creek, where you can board the Radisson's traditional dhow, which offers traditional iftar drinks and delicacies. The Radisson Cruise is available for group and private bookings only. So what about the budget options during Ramadan? Well, one stands out in particular and deserves to be mentioned. Al Ibrahimi Palace Restaurant near Bergman Mall in Burr, Dubai, offers a full family buffet featuring Arabic, Indian, Pakistani and Afghanistani food together with complimentary seasonal treats. The Ibrahimi is well established and it may be difficult to get a table during peak times, but when you do, it's well worth the wait. A full iftar buffet at the Ibrahimi will set you back 55 dirhams.
Thank you very much to Tristan Mulhall there. So giving you some ideas for iftar as the holy month is approaching. Yes, just over a week to go when we're looking to the call there for the holy month. Dubai Summer Surprises is running up to the 14th of July. So you've got a couple of days to check out the spas, and like at the address, Dubai Mall, also at the Kempinski Hotel, the Amara Spa at the Park Hyatt, and the spa at the Grosvenor House, including the spa at Jumeirah Zabil Sarai. They are offering special rates in line with the Dubai Spas programme. Things to do this weekend, where you can enjoy Arte Souk. That is on Friday, and that's at Times Square, and from 12 till 7 o'clock. So if you're looking for those special gifts maybe to take home with you, maybe you're travelling back to your home country, these are all bespoke creative art, you know, handicrafts. And also you've got Feline Friends down there with their bookstore, so go and support the charity. And you've got, and if you like your jams and your chutneys, then see Karen Bobka. Yes, Karen, our financial advisor, who joins us once a month, but also has her well-preserved, her lovely pickles and jams, homemade, and they are delicious, and particularly the beetroot and orange chutney. So she'll be there along with lots of other vendors, and you've got arts, crafts and lots of nice food as well. So that's something to look forward to.
I think it's fantastic that a financial advisor also makes chutneys and pickles. I think that's brilliant. Isn't that just typically Dubai though?
She is a woman of many talents, is our Karen, and you can listen to her as she joins me on the first Monday of the month. So checking in with us just when I get back, actually, yeah, at the beginning of August. Yes, indeed. Other things happening this weekend. What are you up to, Mr. George?
Well, there's something I can't talk about.
Oh, okay.
Which is a surprise.
Oh, you've got a surprise for somebody. Okay,
yes,
right.
Yes. So that's happening tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going to be going to IKEA tomorrow.
Oh, early, I hope.
Yeah, as soon as possible for the Swedish meatballs. That's the only reason I'm going. And then Saturday, I'm probably going to do a spa treatment, actually. So I may well check out the Thalys Ottoman.
Yes.
Because I am really tempted.
Yes, well, I had the Royal Ottoman treatment there, and we talked about it before. It is quite. You were a little bit hesitant when I was explaining to you because it's like a scrub, and you have this foam kind of. It's quite an experience, but it was. I was just floating for days afterwards. So
only the best for you, Suzanne. The royal treatment.
It's a recommendation anyway, so to enjoy. But the heap's happening this weekend, and. I think what's just before, you know, we go into a sort of quieter time, if you're looking, it's an annual thing. It happens each year down at the Irish Village, and you can go and enjoy the Hop Fest. And they've got the U2 tribute act playing Point of View. And that's happening there, as I said, at the Irish Village. And it's happening from 8 till 11 o'clock on, it's on now, actually. It started and it's running through till Saturday the 14th. So
yeah,
there's a little bit of music for you.
And what's your plan when you land in the UK?
I will be landing late tonight, and I've got a wedding on Saturday, so not my wedding, but I'm going to a friend's wedding on Saturday, and then I've got my family occasion on Sunday, and lots of family occasions, actually. I'm going back for a time where there's 18ths, there's 70ths, there's all sorts going on.
This is in Rutland, yeah?
That's in Rutland. The wedding's down in Surrey. I've got a birthday up in Nottingham, and then I go and have 5 days in the Lake District. So this is where I get to enjoy the mountains, the lakes, and lots of hiking.
And the rain.
I've got all my waterproofs and my wellies, absolutely. I get to enjoy that Kendall mint cake I get out for my 6-hour walks, and bring it on, really. Yeah. So very much so. So thank you, Mr. George, as always,
thank you.
Thursday. And thank you for your company. I'm off for a few weeks to enjoy my leave, but I'll be back with you, of course. And I'm leaving you in the capable hands of Alex Kappa Murdoch. So do stay tuned to Dubai Today. Have a great weekend.